May 8th. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 through 2. Passover and the Feast of Unleavened Bread were after 2 days. The chief priests and scribes were seeking a way to seize him by treachery and kill him. However, they were saying, "Not during the feast, for there will be an uproar among the people." Matthew chapter 26, verses 1 through 5. Jesus finished all these words and said to his disciples, "You know that the Passover occurs after 2. You know the Passover occurs after 2 days, and the Son of Man will be delivered up to be crucified." Then the chief priest and the elders of the people gathered in the courtyard of Caiaphas the high priest, and laid plans to seize Jesus by stealth and kill him. However, they were saying, "Not at the feast, lest an uproar arise. Not at the feast, lest an uproar arise among the people." Luke chapter 22, verses 1 through 2. The feast of unleavened bread drew near, which is called the Passover. The chief priests and the scribes were seeking a way to destroy him, but they were afraid of the people. Mark chapter 14, verses 10 through 11. Judas Iscariot, who was one of the 12, went to the chief priests to hand over Jesus to them. They heard him and rejoiced, and promised to give him money. Then he began seeking an opportune time to hand over Jesus to them. Matthew chapter 26, verses 14 through 16. Then one of the 12, Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priest and said, "What are you willing to give to me to deliver him to you?" They placed before him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he continually sought to deliver him. Luke chapter 22, verses 3 through 6. Satan entered Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, and he went out and conferred with the chief priests and captains about how he might deliver Jesus to them. They rejoiced and promised to give him money. He agreed and started seeking an opportunity to deliver him to them in the absence of a crowd.